Antes que nada, hermanos, en el nombre de Jesucristo, les mandamos saludos en el nombre de la Iglesia Hispana de Hidalgo.
Okay, so first of all, we're saying that, you know, from the church in Hidalgo, we would like to send greetings to all from our church there.
Antes que nada, también le damos gracias a Dios por darnos esta chance de estar aquí con ustedes y también a ustedes por darnos la oportunidad de participar junto con ustedes.
And we also give thanks to God that we are able to be here and to have the communion that we have with you and you with us as well. Yeah, this is okay.
Okay. Buenos días, hermanos y hermanas.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Pues gracias a Dios por darme la oportunidad.
I give thanks to God for this opportunity.
De estar aquí y conocer a cada uno de mis hermanos y mis hermanas.
To be able to be here and to get to know each one of you as brothers and sisters.
Para mí es un gozo.
It's a saber joy.
Y conocer a mis hermanos que trabajan en la obra.
To get to know all of my brothers and sisters that are working in God's work in His vineyard.
Lo que habló el hermano Juan,
what Brother Juan said,
de la congregación de Widawi, vuelvo a repetir,
about the congregation in Widawi, I'm going to say it again.
Ellos les mandaron saludos y diciendo que desean que sigan adelante prosperando.
And they also, you know, they send greetings and hope that you continue on and you continue to prosper.
And diciéndoles que aunque no los conocen,
and even though we don't know one another,
pero somos una familia en Cristo.
But we are a family in Christ.
Después de eso, voy a dar un pequeño mensaje.
And so after saying this, I would like to give a small lesson.
Vamos a hablar de la paciencia.
We're going to speak about patience.
Vamos a abrir nuestra Biblia en
Let's open our Bibles.
Efesios.
In Ephesians.
4:1.
4:1.
Al 3.
4:1. 1-3. Okay, so Ephesians 4:1-3. And it says, as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you, live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle, be patient, hearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
Allí el hermano nos habla cómo debemos conducirnos en esta vocación.
So the brother Paul there says, and he specifically says that how we're supposed to live our lives, or how we're supposed to, in the manner in which we should go.
Para nosotros, la paciencia es una cualidad que debemos de tener.
For us as Christians, the patience is something that we as Christians should have.
La palabra paciencia,
the word patience,
describe al espíritu,
describes the spirit,
que nunca se aparta y que siempre lucha. Que nunca se aparta.
Right, it never separates. Can
y lo soporta todo.
And it supports everything.
Así debemos ser nosotros.
In this way we should be as well.
La paciencia de nosotros los cristianos.
In us as Christians, patience should be.
Que nunca se rinde.
It should never end.
Ante ninguna.
Before anything.
Ante ninguna desgracia,
right. You know, before any disgrace or anything like that,
o sufrimiento,
or suffering,
o desilusión,
or disillusion,
o desánimo,
or in any sense of I was confused this word. Discouragement. Thank you.
El espíritu de los cristianos,
the spirit of a Christian,
debe aprender a navegar,
should be able to understand how to navigate,
por encima de los tiempos adversos,
and inside of those adverse times,
sabiendo que hay una gran recompensa,
knowing that there is a great reward
que nos espera al final de la batalla,
that there will be waiting for at the end of this battle.
Vamos a hablar sobre describir la paciencia que los cristianos debemos de tener.
So we're going to speak about the way that we as Christians and should be impatient and describe that way that we should be.
Hacia las personas.
Towards people.
Como humanos que somos.
Like brothers that we are.
Tenemos la capacidad de vengarnos.
We have the ability to arise.
Cuando alguien nos hace.
When somebody does something
un mal.
Something bad to us.
Pero sabemos que nosotros como cristianos,
but we know as Christians,
debemos de seguir el espíritu de Cristo.
We understand that we have to follow the spirit of Christ,
y no el del mundo,
and not the spirit of the world.
El espíritu de Cristo,
the spirit of Christ,
refleja la paciencia,
gives us the ability of patience, or gives us the idea of patience,
para poder salvarnos,
to be able to save us.
Vamos a leer en
we're going to read
en segundo de Pedro,
Second Peter,
3:15.
Second Peter 3:15. Second Peter 3:15 says, bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation, just as our dear Lord, Brother Paul, also wrote you with the wisdom that God gave him.
La paciencia en el cristiano,
patience in a Christian,
es para podernos reunir con Cristo,
is so that we can be able to meet with Christ or be in communion with Christ.
La palabra paciencia significa,
the word patience signifies,
capacidad,
the ability,
para soportar,
the ability to be able to,
los problemas,
right, to be able to stand under, you know, stand up against problems,
sin rebelarse,
without going backwards.
Así que el nivel,
so in that way, the level
que Cristo nos quiere ubicar,
that Christ wants us to arrive at,
que nuestro espíritu,
so that our spirit
esté forjado,
is strong,
de paciencia,
is strong in patience,
para soportar,
to be able to withstand
insultos,
insults,
injurias,
sin
amargarnos,
without being without being down or being down upon ourselves or feeling bad,
o rebelarnos
or going back.
En otras palabras,
in other words,
la paciencia,
patience,
es el espíritu,
is the spirit,
que Cristo,
that Christ,
para soportar,
to be able to withstand, that Christ gave us to be able to withstand
todo lo que nos haga alejar de él.
Anything that is able to take us away from him or move us apart from Christ.
Esto significa,
this signifies,
que debemos tener paciencia,
that we should have patience,
en todo lo que hagamos,
in everything that we do,
con los demás,
with everyone around us,
así como Dios,
in that way God,
ha tenido innumerables veces paciencia con nosotros.
And in that way God has had, innumerable accounts of patience with us as well.
Si en verdad queremos profesar ser cristianos,
if we truly profess that we are Christians,
como he dicho, un corto mensaje que traía,
and how he spoke, a small message to us.
No sé cómo decirles lo contento.
I don't know how to tell you how content I am.
Porque, como en la iglesia,
because in the church,
cuando un hermano viene a la iglesia y lo veo,
so when a brother comes to church and I see him,
mi corazón, mi espíritu se regocija de alegría.
My heart and my spirit is full of joy.
Así como ahora los veo a ustedes.
And in this way I look at you as well.
Veo el gran poder de Dios.
I see a great strength of God.
Y me da ánimo.
And it gives me encouragement.
Para seguir trabajando en la obra.
To continue working in God's work.
Gracias por darme esta oportunidad.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Que Dios los bendiga.
And I pray that God blesses you.
Gracias.